It'd be Luke chapter 2. And when you found your place, if you're able, if you could stand with me. I enjoyed both those songs very much. In Luke chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 20. And our Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was made first when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping their watch over the flock by night, over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, that ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all that they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all the things that they had heard, seen, and as it was told unto them." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Lord, just putting this whole scene together, Lord, about your birth. Lord, we pray that you would just help us. And Lord, may not be something that's new to us, Lord, but something that we need to be refreshed of each and every day. Lord, just help us to see your glory in everything. And Lord, be with my words. And Lord, keep the stammering and stumbling away. And Lord, may they be yours and not mine. Lord, just prepare our hearts, Lord, for what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, you can be seated. So, this is going to be a different type of message because I'm going to ask for some participation at the right time. This past week, we had to attend my grandmother's funeral. And I heard a lot of words that was used to describe her. One word was saved, another was loving, kind, firm, trusting, and she gave good advice. All these things are good, especially when we hear things that partake to somebody that has passed. I remember my grandmother as being very firm. I can still picture the boot that she threw at me from across the room when I was acting up and being bad and she couldn't get up to get me. I remember that. I can clearly see even the laces coming at me. I remember that. Yes, I deserved it. Yes, absolutely. Okay, I'm just like you, sinful nature and everything. Sometimes I think I'm a lot worse than a lot of you. I do remember those things, but I do also remember the times when she put me up on her knee and she shared things with me. And one of the things that she shared was her love. Was her love for not only for me, for my family, but for others as well. And she also shared with me her love for Christ. And I do believe that that's the most lasting impression I have of her. It wasn't of the boot that was being thrown. It wasn't the many spankings that I got. It wasn't any of those things. Because I've got some uncles that are just a little bit older that like to get the youngest of us all in trouble. I remember those things. And I look at the good times and I look at the bad. But what I want us to do right now is I'm going to ask this question. When we look at these verses and see what happened, what one-word items or things do you see? Just one word. And I'm not calling on my wife for a particular reason because she knows where I'm going with it. Okay? What one word would remind you of the Christmas story? Anybody willing to step out by faith and say something? Yes, Celeste. The manger. That's a perfect one-word thing that will remind us of what actually happened during the birth of Christ. How about another? Savior. Yes, very good. Okay? Brother Harold? Savior. Okay. All right. Anything else? All right. Well, I know you guys are being very... Jesus. Right. Okay. So we've got the baby, and I was thinking, you know, Joseph and Mary, the manger, shepherds. Sometimes that reminds us all of the whole Christmas story. And I really don't like to put it as a story. I like to see it as a truth. It's not a story. It's something that's absolute truth. Taxes. You know, I've heard people say taxes before. Why was everybody there? It was because of the stupid taxes. Bethlehem. You know, that kind of reminds us whenever we hear that, we refer back to Luke chapter 2. And there's many of those one-word things that are brought up. And that's kind of why it tied in with my grandma. There was one-word answers that people would tend to give. And so when we look back upon the Christmas time, the truth about Christmas that's put into God's Word, those one-word answers kind of remind us of that. And why... when we look back at Luke chapter 2, we see it summed up into two complete verses. Okay? Two complete verses. And if you look at them with me, the very first one, and we're going to take them in reverse order, is verse number 12. And this shall be a sign unto you that ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The swaddling clothes represented the death rag. And lied him in a manger is a place of sacrifice. That's absolutely what happened. God came to sacrifice himself for us. For us. Now in verse 11, Jesus Christ is named as that Savior. Just like our two good Bible students here. They said it. Okay? Named him as our Christ, our Savior. So Jesus humbled himself. The sacrifice for everybody, and we all have to do is just believe it. Now, with those thoughts, when you think of one word that's used to describe Christ as our Savior and His whole life, I was thinking of one word that would be used with that. The very first one that came up into my mind was a servant. He was an absolute servant. He didn't come down to earth to serve himself, or else he would have been born in a rich palace and with lots of goodies around him, with all those things and people waiting on him hand and foot. No, he didn't do that. He was a servant that served with humility. He was also a servant that served others with tears. You know what? Some of the easiest Bible verses that teenagers like to use, saying that I memorized a verse today. Guess what it was? John 11:35. Jesus wept. Yay me! But there's some truth in that. Okay, Jesus shared and he showed it, and he wept. He wept for us. He shared those tears. He also endured temptations. He met a particular person. The king of the tempters was in the wilderness and tried to tempt Christ 3 times. And what happened? He utterly fell. He utterly fell. He could not tempt Christ. Now, did he ever hold anything back? Nope. Christ never did. He gave it all. What else did he do? He also showed them. He showed each and every one of us of what we should be. You know, and he not just did it with his words. He did it with his life. You know, when they brought the woman that was accused of adultery and everything else, he didn't say a word to them. He didn't sit there and start saying, you done this and you done that and you done this. He stooped down and he wrote on the ground. Not saying a word. He lived a life. He lived a life. He also taught them with his words and from the word. He quoted Bible verses right back. Quoted them. And he shared those with others. He was also the greatest soul winner. He said that all should come to repentance. He just didn't sit there and pick out a certain area or didn't sort out a particular gender. He just didn't go to all the guys or he just didn't go to all the girls. He went to everybody. And he didn't care how old you were. He didn't care what statue of life you were in. He didn't care any of those things. He went to each and every individual he came across and tried to share with him the love of the Father. That's something that I remember Christ for. What else? Even at the very end, he was a finisher. He finished it. He said that on the cross. It is finished. Now, the last thing that I want to share with you. And I know I'm opening myself up completely wide for you guys to completely gut me. Okay? I'm going to ask for one word from some of you about what's the one word that you think about me. Yeah, laugh it up. Yes, Miss Tracy. Compassion. Okay? That's a good thing. That's a positive one. Oh, boy. Andrew. Father, okay, thank you for being kind to me this day. Yes, John Cade. Mullet, yes. Okay, for those of you that missed the birthday party, it was a mullet that, well, it was both. Christian, yes. Okay, I'm almost scared because you haven't been here in a while. Yes. Gassy. Camp Secrets are supposed to stay at Camp Secrets. Yes, ma'am. Leader. Okay, I'll slide that one. I try not to lead. Yes, ma'am. Helpful. Okay. I try to do that. Come on, somebody give me some of the bad ones. Fearful. Yes, I'm fearful. Every time that Brother John comes up to me and asks me to sing, I am scared to death. Okay. Yes, Miss Teresa. Dependable. I failed at that, too. Yes, I am stubborn as a one-eyed mule. Okay. One-eyed. Yeah, they were supposed to be one-eyed. See, Autumn cannot follow directions. Now, I'm going to put this back upon you. If we were telling the story of your life, even how it began, what one-word answer could somebody give about you? Fear. Yes, there's a lot of fear in your life. We'll help that. I'm hoping that you look back upon the Christmas time, the Christmas miracle that's here, and not just look at it as something that has just been told time and time and time again, and we get bored about. It's something that we need to look into and we need to be excited about. You know, I've had the opportunity to be able to preach and to teach upon this many a time. And I've taken it from every angle possible. I've taken it from Joseph's angle, from Mary's angle, from the babe's angle, from the shepherds, to the whole host of everything. But the main thing that I get out of this is that Jesus Christ shows us something that we all take for granted. He shows us His perfect love that He has for each and every one of us. Because He humbled Himself and He done these things for us. For us. And when we look at that, and we look on how we treat others, we look on how our relationships are with others, we all fail in it. Each and every one of us. And this is where we need to sit there and take some time and ask the Lord to help us to be that better believer that we are. We're little Christ. That's what the word Christian means. We act like it. Are our hearts giving? Are our hearts sharing? Are our hearts ready to humble themselves to the point where you give it your all? Are you ready to do it? You know, I find it sometimes very hard to do this. And I have to sit there and say, it's hard when you see something wrong to show the true compassion and true love that Christ has for each and every one of us. Especially when the wrong is being done to you or it's being done wrong to somebody that you care about. So, with this, and I hope that you have some type of family tradition moments where you get together and you talk about the love of Christ. You know, with me and my family, we open up and we all read from Luke chapter 2 and we share. And we do that before any presents are opened because this is the greatest present that could ever be given to us. It's our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior and the salvation that He gives us. Now, turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. This is my challenge for you for this upcoming year. It's to everyone, including myself. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It's something that each and every one of us needs to strive to do. We need to do that. We need to show it. You need to follow the example that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us and do it, not just speak it.